All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up page Kuf Chav Zayin, the second to last paragraph from the bottom. Remember again, the Piyajetzna is explaining to us the great challenge that you often face in life is the moving one leg while getting the other one stuck in the quicksand. And then while extricating the second one, the first one gets back stuck in the quicksand. In other words, the mashal being that at the end of the day, we sometimes have difficulty gaining real life traction. We have some movement, but often the movement forward is often, unfortunately, sometimes negated by equal or even more movement or regression. Movement backwards or regression. So that in his mashal, the only way to move yourself forward, it's not enough just to extricate one leg, because while doing that, the other one gets stuck in the mud, but rather it's to lift one's body up. It's to literally lift yourself up in totality so that a person is able to be above the quicksand, above the mud, above the swamp. So remember again, the way the Piyajetzna explained this, the way he explained that one could accomplish this is to be ma'orer, to awaken and to inspire oneself with tefillah, Torah, and Avoda. So we're going to get back into those in just a moment, but he jumps for a moment and says, Avayisod, Reishis, Va'acharis Kol. But the truth is, aside from Tefillah, Torah, and Avoda, the Yisod, the foundation, and the beginning and end of everything, Hi Ha'emuna, is Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Shebemachshav Techa Bilvad Teidam Emunascha. But again, it's not just enough that cognitively you should know about Emunah or know that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak gam kulcha leheichalei ha'emunah tikanis. Rather, in your entirety, in your essence, your entire being has to enter into the heichal, has to enter into the chamber of Emunah. Rabbo said that this is incredibly important. Not that we understand what he's saying yet, but what we do understand is this. Is that often when we think about Emunah, we think about a process of cognition. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Emunah. I believe in Torah Misinai. I believe in Tchias HaMesim. I believe in the Rambam's, Yud Gimel Ikre Emunah. I believe. So what is belief? Belief is something that occurs within the mind, within the heart. The Piyajetzna says true Emunah is something that impacts the entirety of the person. Kulcha. Kulcha, my kol, everything about me enters into the heichal, into the chamber of Emunah. What does that mean? This is actually quite beautiful. He says, Ki es ha-chukah hazos mechukas ha-nefesh chakok al-libcha. This is actually very interesting. This rule that we're about to discuss, right, is one of the most important rules. It's a chok, what we call the chok ha-nefesh, and you should literally engrave it on your heart. What's the rule? Ha-chazor, listen to this, this is so interesting. Review, right? Reviewing one's learning. Lo zikaron bilvad mo'eles. In general, chazor, right, reviewing one's learning, it's not just a tool for memory. Rak gam laharchives hayedia, ulahavlit osa av neged enov velibo mo'eles. Rather, when you go ahead and you review something, it expands your understanding. And it creates an awareness of this thing opposite your eyes and your heart. So again, we're going to discuss what exactly this means. But right now, it says the Piyajetzna, when you review something, so we often think of review as a tool for memory, right? Why do I review something? I want to remember it. So the Piyajetzna says that is true, but what it also, when you review something, it heightens your yediyah. It heightens your awareness about it as well. The hayediyah. V'hamachshava sherak b'tzamtzim ha'ish es daito choshevosa v'rak machshava ma'ata kasher yachzirena v'yar belachshav v'ledabra osa kol kach tiyev v'adois v'kol kach berura u'boletes neged einav. When you review something, you become acutely aware of it. And the more you review it, and whatever the it is, the more aware of it you become. Ad shegam chadro af kol sevivav mismalim min machshavazu. To the point that everywhere you are becomes filled up with this machshava. Vahu nason kula b'socho. And I am fully immersed in this machshava. So it's on a very simple level. So think about this just a moment. So the more you review something, right, the more you chazer something, the more acute your awareness becomes of this item. On a very simple level, I go ahead and I enjoy reading the MVA driving manual. So the more times that I read, a lot of free time, right, the more time that I spend reviewing that manual, so what happens? The more, when I get on the road, I become more aware. Yellow broken lines, yellow solid lines, car length, signals, stop signs, yield signs. Again, if I don't chazer the manual, I'm aware of the rules. I'm aware of the rules, but the truth is not necessarily as acutely. But if I constantly review the manual, I see those rules every time I drive. Not only do I see the rules when I drive, but what? Even when I'm walking and not driving and I see other people driving, I'm acutely aware of they're following the rules or not following the rules. That's the works of Chazara. When you review something over and over and over again, not only do you know it better, but you become acutely aware of it in your day-to-day life. Look what the Piyajatna says. Paragraph, page Kuf Chof Chas. Lochein. Therefore, spend a significant amount of time thinking about talking to yourself, to your friends, regarding emuna. Specifically, what aspect of emuna? Shashem yisparach melo kala aretz kivodo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and anywhere. Spend time speaking about that concept. Spend time ultimately again thinking about that concept. Va'az, because what happens, remember again, what did we just say? The more time you spend thinking about something, reviewing something, not only do you know it better, but what? You create a profound awareness. You create a profound awareness. And all of us know that interestingly enough, as much as we might be better drivers now than when we were 17 years old and got a driver's license because I have more hours, there's no question that I'm probably not as fresh on the rules as I was when I was studying for my license. I know how to drive, right? I could do it. But at the end of the day, the rules, I don't know, sometimes I get the yellow broken lines and the white broken lines a little bit mixed up. Right? So again, what was this? It says the PhD says something so amazing. Take time to constantly speak about and to think about emuna. And which aspect of emuna? I would say, see, here's the other piece. When we think about emuna, sometimes we get caught up in, or we think it refers to like complex theology. Says the Piyajetzna, what's the nekuda, what's the essence of emuna, to go ahead and chazer over, to review over and over and over again, Shashem yisparach melo kala aretz kivodo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. This is the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. He's everywhere. Review that piece. And when you constantly review it, what will happen? You'll be able to feel it in your mind and in your heart. Because if you really believe that Hashem Yisbarach Melo Kala Aretz Kivodo, if you really believe that, then you begin to feel yourself in the Heichal. You begin to feel yourself in the chamber of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you begin to feel yourself living in the Chedrei Emuna. U'kechol shetia emunascha yoser chazaka. And the stronger your Emuna is. U'kechol shetemale oscha yoser mibayse b'chutz. And the more your Emuna fills you, inside and outside, yoser yekel l'cha l'ores nafshecha. It'll be easier for you to awaken your soul and to inspire yourself. So this is such, the Piyajetna writes it, he writes in such a simple way, but we understand that what he's describing here may sound simple, but yet again, it is so incredibly profound. Remember, what are we trying to accomplish here? We're trying to figure out how to just simply stop moving one leg from the quicksand, the other leg into the quicksand. Right? A lot of us live lives like this, where I'm moving, but I'm not moving forward. Right? Every single day I'm moving. Right? Today I got my left leg out of the quicksand. Fantastic. But in the process of doing that, the right one become binary. Okay, don't worry. Tomorrow I'll take care of the right one. So tomorrow I'll get the right one out of the quicksand. And then what happens? The left one is right back where it was before. And we live lives like that, where I'm moving, but I'm just not moving forward. So the only way again to do that is to lift yourself up in totality out of the quicksand. Posits the Piagets. No. How do you do that? Emunah. Emunah is the comprehensive game changer. But what does it mean to have Emunah? So to believe, of course, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what aspect of belief are we talking about? LaHashem ha'aretz u'melo. Hashem yisbarach melo kol ha'aretz kivodo. The belief that Hashem is everywhere. Because if you believe that Hashem is everywhere, that means that what? That means ultimately, again, we've spoken about this before, the Shulchan Aruch begins with the statement of Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I place God before me at all times. The Baal Tanya explains, because the key to success in life is God awareness. God awareness. If I truly have an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me at all times, that I live in the presence of God, that shapes everything. That shapes how I talk, that shapes how I behave, that shapes how I conduct myself, because I believe that I'm living in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Piagetsna, we have to speak about that concept, think about that concept with ourselves, with our Chaverim, review it over and over and over. You do not have to plumb the depths of theological complexity of Emunah. Just Shashem Yisbarach Melo Kala Aretz Kivodo. And the more you talk about it, right, the more you talk about it, and the more you understand it, and the more you discuss it, the more real it becomes. And the more real it becomes, the more you have the ability to lift yourself out of the quicksand. Have a margil atzmucha l'chavinu la'ora b'tzila. Shabbos say, so we'll actually, so remember again, that's the Emunah piece. But if you also remember again, the Piagetsna began when he spoke about getting ourselves out of the quicksand. Actually, the first thing he spoke about was Torah, Tefillah, and Avoda, right? So actually, his order was Tefillah, Torah, and Avoda. We're going to discuss the order is actually very important. So right, also through davening, through Torah, and through his order. So we'll say, don't stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tz Hashem with his discussion about Tefillah, Emir Tz Hashem tomorrow. Sure, yeah.